The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Making friends as adults is different. You're not in kindergarten. You know, you're not in high school. There's no play dates. And Automatic and I are married, so we get to hang out every day. But you, Anthony, single. Producer Chewy, single. It's different for you.
Yeah. And back to how you said it's tough for anybody to make friends in adulthood. It's interesting. You guys ever have friends where you send them a message like, hey, we're going to hang out. And like 3 months go by and you're barely doing a first reschedule again. That always happens, bro.
All the time.
That always happens. So it's even difficult, you know, when, you know, you're out socializing and you meet some friends. You're like, you know what? I'm going to introduce these guys to my other friend who's looking for a friend. So I have producer Chewy here and my good friend Dane, who's a good DJ. He does a videography for our Tuesday night comedy shows. And they're just cool homies. Introduce them at the comedy show. Next thing I know, the following Friday, they're going out in Montrose together at some cool electric dive bar thing that I've never been to. And I got cut out the friend group. I didn't get not one notification.
Linked them together and you didn't get invited?
I didn't get invited at all. The way I found out about this is because Dane gave me a fun story about how Chewy was up there cutting up the dance floor holding a bottle of Tito's in his hand. And that sounds fun. They didn't even let me know not once. And now, was I going to go to this? Probably not. Probably not.
That's probably why they didn't tell you, though, Anthony.
Well, no, but come on, at least give me
the
option.
You gotta give the invite, at least.
Yeah, at least give me the option to dramatically say, I got things to do tonight.
Or just say, I'll meet you there and never show up.
And never show up, bro. So I got cut out my own friend group. I don't even know how that happens.
Well, when's the last time you danced on a couch with a bottle of Tito's?
That's right. Am I as eccentric as, you know, fun night out Chewy? No, not all the time. But I can't believe that I set these two dudes up and now they're playing play dates. I feel like a preschool teacher here.
It happens all the time, though. It happens all the time. I've introduced people. They end up going out. And you know what I think it is that they get tired of me saying no. They get tired of me not showing up. And that's what it is, Anthony. You've become the guy that doesn't go anywhere. So they don't even invite you.
And, well, yes, a little bit of that. And then also on top of it, they both know I have no rhythm. So they didn't want to invite me to a dance party. Which, I'm like,
they didn't want to see you dancing with the Tito's on top of the couch.
Yeah. Now I'm being told I'm not cool enough to dance on the couch.
I think you have a legitimate reason to feel jealous.
But at the same time, it's kind of your fault because you keep saying no over and over and over. Like Chewy, I told him, give me a call. We'll watch the game together. He didn't call me. He knew I wasn't going to go.
Nope.
He knew. He was like, I've already set that expectation.
To be honest, we were leaving and he said, he ain't going to go. I swear, I heard it under his breath. I heard Chewy say that under his
breath. So you might have fallen into my world of, they already know you're not coming.
You're not married, though. You're not supposed to be into this lame world yet.
No, I'm not into this lame world at that. I just have rude friends. I'm not into any lame world. I'm outside. I'm with it. But when you have friends that don't even care about you.
Not with Dane and producer Chew, you're not.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Gabriel Iglesias. It's Fluffy. Yes, it is. And you're checking out the Dana Cortez Show, the best morning show in the world.
En todo el mundo.
We found an original Beatles album in our storage room. So DJ Automatic and I, we bought a house on the internet, had it redone. I was so mad, though, Anthony, when we first bought this place because the woman who lived there, I mean, I'm not mad at her, but her kids didn't clean her storeroom out.
They left everything. There's a refrigerator in there. There's a bed in there. There's a dresser in there.
Who knows how old that mattress is?
Lots of boxes in there.
So I'm like, there's just junk, and I can't put my stuff in the storeroom because everything's in there. So I had to yell at DJ Automatic this Sunday, like, come on, husband. Let's go up there and clear it out. And we found treasure. The Beatles album.
Which is the first pressing stereo version of the Beatles.
In the 60s or was it 50s? I don't even know.
Well, I'll just say I looked it up on the internet. The least amount of money we would get for it is $1,000.
Because it's in good condition, too. Yeah. It's in good condition. Okay,
what else?
Some
of them are going from $5 to $12,000.
Well, let's say we have a $12,000 one. Let's just say, okay, what else did we find?
We found a Truman Capote In Cold Blood first edition. That's a book. He's a very famous author.
Oh my gosh, I love watching the movie about Truman Capote. Do you know who Truman Capote was? Well, us ladies who lunch do. Okay, what else?
Sealed Frank Sinatra albums. Diana Ross, Lady Sings the Blues. There's a fold-out one. Has all the inserts in it. There's Saturday Night Fever, Schindler's List, box set numbered. Dana found an Oscar De La Renta jacket.
Yes, and a fur.
There's a fur, a mink fur that was in there.
Hey, yes. The lady there had nice taste in. She was
pretty
great
taste.
elaborate. And music.
Yeah.
And, you know, he didn't talk about the most, I think, important piece that who knows what it's worth, the Urban Cowboy soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. She had the Urban Cowboy, in the vinyl. Dana was so happy. You would have sworn that she hit the jackpot when she saw that.
I only know about that movie because of you.
Is that the only reason you know about Urban Cowboy?
It's like the 70s, right?
Yes, but my mother loved that movie.
It's a renowned movie, though. It's a film classic, right?
Urban Cowboy shifted the style of the world. Everybody wanted to be a cowboy. That. I swear to you, you can do your Googles and research. You know how much
I know
about this
movie. Didn't it come out the same time about Saturday Night Fever, though?
No, it came out later.
Oh, okay.
So Saturday Night Fever and Urban Cowboy both star John Travolta. But in my opinion, Urban Cowboy is a classic. If you haven't seen this movie yet,
Dana is passionate about it, obviously.
It's such a good
it's
movie.
It's her favorite movie.
I remember thinking, you know, when I watch this movie, even now, I want to live in a building overlooking the city. Why do we live in a high-rise, DJ Automatic, right now?
Because of Urban Cowboy.
Because Pam lived in a high-rise. And so I convinced DJ Automatic to buy the high-rise so we could live
there
like
it is,
Pam.
And now you have the soundtrack.
Yeah. That one's worth like $20.
It is not. It's probably
the sentimental value today.
Yeah, is that one you're going to give away? Are you going to keep that one?
Oh, it's not leaving the house.
I don't think so, right?
It will not go up for auction. I don't care how much money somebody calls with. Well, I mean, I don't know. All right, do you know somebody who works at an auction house? Because I really want to sell some of this stuff because it's going to cost us probably whatever this stuff is worth to hire somebody to come move everything else out of the storeroom.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, so Post Malone, he has settled his case with his ex when it comes to their 3-year-old daughter. What do I know? Nothing. Because the court docs were sealed.
Oh.
But I do know, let's go back. You know, his ex-fiance, he sung Jamie Park. She did try to file in L.A., but he beat her to the punch, right? He filed in Utah before she was able to do so.
She tried to file in L.A. because she could
child support payments get
child
bigger.
Support more, yeah. More money.
Yeah, I think she lives there. I don't know. But either way, no matter what, it's done.
By seal, do you mean that like nobody else, like the information isn't revealed to the public?
Yeah, we can't see it. Nobody can.
I didn't know you could even do that.
When you're Post Malone, you got enough money to do just about anything you want.
You hire yourself a good lawyer.
And I'm sure that he took care of her and his daughter. He's a good man. We know that. I know 100% he talks about being father all the time. And it looked like he was in love, right? He was out with Christy Lee. She's this big socialite in New York. She's invited to all the big soirees. I see her hanging out with, Anna Wintour. All of that, they split. They're not together anymore.
Oh, he's a single man again?
Which is shocking to me because think about how he changed because of her. He was working out.
Yeah, he got really skinny and he started dressing a lot better.
All the Paris fashion shows. He had a whole like line he put out. And now they're not together anymore, which I wonder what caused the breakup. If it was maybe the child, you know, because he does put a lot of time in. Maybe she wasn't about that life.
Well, given that everything's sealed up from the court side of things with his last relationship, it sounds like everything's going to be revealed on his next music project, which is exciting.
I bet it will.
I wish him the best, but that's exciting for every one of us to hear that music.
If we could get another, ooh, I fall apart. Another fall apart, come on. That's a great one right there.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh my gosh. This Houston billionaire couple is donating 95% of their $11 billion fortune all to local causes. Ooh. This might be one of the most beautiful stories I've ever heard. Rich and Nancy Kinder have pledged to give away 95% of this money.
Oh, my God.
And, wow.
But the entire country is writing. Like, every publication you can think about is writing, from Forbes to Fortune to TMZ. Everybody's like, what's going on here? Why are they giving all their money away? Especially in a time where people are really hurting and you see some billionaires just wanting more and more while the rest of us are just scrounging for the crumbs, you know? So this kind of story just touched my heart. They sat down with ABC 13 and answered the question, why are you giving all this money away?
Well, I think we'd all like to leave the world a little better place than we found it. We've been very fortunate. You know, whatever wealth you accumulate is the result of a lot of other people helping you along the way. And we just felt early on the right thing to do was to try to give most or all of that away. So that's what we plan to do during our lifetime and at our death.
You know what Mrs. Kinder said, Nancy Kinder? She said, I want our grandchildren to be proud. Oh, my gosh. Oh. there's nothing like giving and making the world a better place. And we always say things like, you don't have to be rich, donate your time. I mean that. Time is precious as well. We talk about food banks, donating. I don't know that I'm somebody who can say wholeheartedly, if I was a billionaire, I'd give all my money away. I'd hope I would be that kind of person.
If I was a billionaire?
Yeah.
Yeah, if I had, yeah, I would. On my way out? Yeah, why not?
There's no way you could take it all with you. Why would you want to, you know, die with, you know, these guys have $50, $100 billion. And I know that the Kinders are part of the Bill Gates and Warren Buffett pledge to give away, I think it's 95% of their wealth. And I think that's a great thing because why try to hoard all that money? I mean, it doesn't do any good for society if just one family has all the money.
The Kinders said that it seemed like the more they gave, the more wealth they accumulated.
Oh, there's
a lesson within that right there,
too.
I was
too.
Like, oh, my gosh.
I also
gosh.
Love how they're giving back to a lot of the arts here in Houston.
Yes.
And I'm a big believer that the arts is a great opportunity for those who come from less than to make more of themselves.
100%. I know for me, from personal experience, it helped me see a different world than the one I grew up in. And that's why, and I believe I've achieved what I've been able to achieve because I was allowed to have that imagination and see this world. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so great. They've also donated to medical research, which is incredible, and also urban projects. So this is actually just such a beautiful story. Wow, the amount of people giving all their money away, you know, Jeff Bezos' ex-wife has already given away like 60% of her wealth. The one she, you know, she was married to Jeff Bezos for years. His name is Bezos. I call him Bezos because he pays less taxes than me.
Oh.
But anyway, they were married for a very long time.
Mackenzie Scott.
Yeah, and they got a divorce. And he said, she carried me forever. She got half. He didn't fight it at all. He gave her half the money. He said she funded my dream, you know, of everything. And she's already given away 60%. She's going to give away 99% of her money. Warren Buffett will give away 99% of his money. That's incredible. I know we all do our part. And that's what really matters because all together as a society here, the more we do for each other, the better we all are.
Giving makes you feel good. And there's a book called The Virtue of Selfishness, and it's all about every act that you do is a selfish act. And let it be a selfish act. Let yourself feel good about helping other people out. It's a great feeling.
Yeah, because these guys, think about it. We always think, how do I become immortal? They're immortalized. By giving this money away, there will be decades and decades and decades that people will talk about the Kinders.
Yo, what up, Khalifa, man, and I'm right here smoking a fat one with my girl Dana Cortez on the best morning show there is.
I have this torn up marriage certificate. I mean, you can't make out what it says. I refuse to throw it away.
Is it our marriage certificate?
Yes, DJ Automatic. Well, ours.
You've been married before and you said it was torn up. I was like, okay. Why would you be holding on to that?
Yes, you're right. I'm married twice before, but no, I did not have those. I don't have those marriage certificates. I have ours. And I'd never seen. It was like a little bitty one, and I never had it laminated. And I put it in my bag, and after all these years, I mean, we've been married over a decade. It's all ripped up and torn up, but I think it's bad luck to throw it away, so I just keep the little papeles, little pieces of paper, man, in my bag.
Man, 10 years ago, bro, that's not even like a PDF file either.
It's not. It's that like, it's literally...
It's closer to 15.
Yeah. It's closer. It's just this torn up piece of paper, but I just thought about random things that I refuse to get rid of. That has sentimental value. Your Doc Holliday photo, Anthony, you disclosed...
Are you calling his art random?
Well, it's Doc Holliday. Jesse Watt didn't even know who Doc Holliday is. Anthony was trying to make jokes to her about, I'm your Huckleberry. And you're a Daisy, and she didn't know. Earlier, he confessed that he purged everything, moved here to Houston with nothing but a suitcase and his shoes.
Yeah, sorry I don't have marriage certificates lying around ripped up. But yes, I am getting rid of some art pieces, and I have I think it's like a 2x3 painting of Doc Holliday.
Imagine us
2 feet
that
by
in
3 feet.
Yeah, it's big, bro. It's a big one.
Conversation starter. People in to do interviews. They're gonna be like, "Yo, what's up with the Doc Holliday photo?"
Similar to a good mustache, men love it. When men see the Doc Holliday painting, oh, we talking. We go in on it. It's a good talking point. I think it deserves to be in the studio?
I don't know if it matches the Dana Cortez show vibes.
There's a lot of that. There's a lot of good feminine energy in here. You know what? Like, you know, I want to look in the eyes of Doc Holliday every day.
That's just something I don't think you should get rid of.
I have things I haven't gotten rid of. I have a snow globe from fourth grade that for some reason I've always held on to.
Who gave you the snow globe, DJ Automatic?
It had to have been my fourth grade girlfriend, Jackie B.
No.
Oh, I love Jackie B. I have a relationship with DJ Automatic's fourth grade girlfriend.
Obviously, we're just really good friends now.
Well, fourth grade was quite some time ago for you, Automatic. It was a little bit ago. But Jackie B came to talk to me. You were DJing at a club, and she came up to me and she said, "Dana, so good to meet you. Automatic and I used to date in fourth grade." You know, she's being silly. And she still has a Rudolph candy cane that he made for her in fourth grade. That's why you kept the snow globe. You pinky promised her you'd never get rid of it.
And I kept my promise. The other thing I still have that's kind of weird is I have my old baseball jock strap.
Ew.
Yeah. Oh, I threw that away.
Good luck.
I threw it away automatic.
You threw away my good luck?
That thing had never been washed, had it?
It was full of good luck.
You mean my good luck? What have you been wearing
lately? It was full of stuff.
Yeah. You know what, Anthony? If I had to wear it, if I needed a day where I need some really good luck, I'd wear it.
Never washed, ever. Wore it all during college when he played baseball. Can you imagine?
What is that?
All right, don't forget about the free Dana Cortez Show podcast. Every platform you stream podcasts, you'll find it there. Sponsored by Kohl's.